possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right now, let's go and bring in Daryl Ryder. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
We're doing all right. All right, what did you think of yesterday when they signed, they're allegedly going to sign Isaiah Bond. He said that himself. And Quinshon Judkins, his charges were dropped. What went through your head?
Well, I'll start with Judkins. That paves the way for Andrew Berry to get him signed and get him into camp. Obviously, have to wait for the league office to determine, regardless of the legal outcome, if the league felt he still violated the conduct policy in any way. But officials down in Broward County made it very clear in the statement that they released yesterday that the evidence did not support the charge, and therefore that's why they didn't pursue the case. As far as Isaiah Bond, I think he might have jumped the gun a little bit. Got to make sure you got pen to paper. The team is saying that he's not signed yet. Now, part of that might be a little damage control to kind of spread the news cycle out a little bit, but it's just if, in fact, they do sign him or they have signed him, it's just another example of Andrew Berry taking flyers on guys that have had some questionable things in their background.
Yeah, Daryl, we obviously, there's been a lot of reaction pouring in social media. You know, there was some outrage there yesterday, and we've got to maintain that, again, in both of these cases, it looks like neither is going to face, you know, a trial, neither is going to face anything more. So they're going to be eligible to play football. We'll see when, obviously, Judkins is going to be. With that said, you know, the Browns have, you know, made it known that they're taking all of this so seriously. Jimmy and Dee both have talked about this at length, and they even brought in that Lisa Friel, who's dealt with these cases for years, to come and talk to the team. Do you think, though, some of that is just paying lip service because they know what a bad rap they get every time some of this happens? Like, how much do you really think they care about bringing in players that might have red flags or, you know, questionable background?
They care about winning. And that's why, you know, you can criticize a lot of things when it comes to the results on the field under their ownership, but the one thing you cannot do is say that the Haslams don't want to win or they're not willing to do what it takes to win. Because if you can play football at a high level, regardless of what's in your background, they'll take you. And that's not me being glib. They gave Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed and gave up six draft picks for the privilege of adding him to their football team with everything that he was accused of. So there is no moral high ground for them. we did, you know, this obviously came up. And in fact, the first, if I remember correctly, they talked for 25 minutes earlier in training camp there. And the first 15 minutes of that availability was centered around Judkins, the accusations, and their responses to them, and not just to them, but just the, you know, their willingness to add players with questionable character. Now, innocent until proven guilty, Judkins will not face any legal consequences. Bond will not face any legal consequences. Again, the NFL has to make a decision as to whether or not conduct policies were violated. The other thing too is that these teams, including the Browns, have access to a tremendous amount of information on these players' backgrounds that you and I just will never ever have access to. I mean, the Browns at one time, this is pre-Haslam, but under the Lerner ownership, I mean, they had the former head of the Secret Service was their head of security. So there are very close, intimate relationships with law enforcement, not just the Browns, but throughout the National Football League. And so when these incidents pop up, the teams know about it before any of us do, and also too, even when you're talking about the draft process, they do have the ability to, you know, get down to the bottom of what may or may not have occurred. And so they can't claim that they're naive or that they get caught off guard, because they have a tremendous amount of resources. Again, not just the Browns, but all NFL teams invested in investigating backgrounds of players.
Daryl, do you think at this point it's actually a strategy? And I know people are going to hear that and go, what are you talking about? What I mean is another team's trash is going to be their treasure. Like, they're able to get guys in, you know, precarious situations that other teams either aren't willing to, or they're going to bypass them because they have them on a list. I mean, Browns have drafted players before that, other teams thought were maybe undraftable. So do you think it's now a strategy that they think they can get talent this way?
Well, it worked with Kareem Hunt, but that wasn't an Andrew Berry move. That was a John Dorsey move. And for the most part, they were able to rehab Kareem's image publicly, as well as get production from him on the football field. Andrew Berry has taken multiple chances on players that have had things pop up in their backgrounds when it comes to either being sued for, accused of, arrested for, charged with something related to assaulting women. And the next player that pans out for Berry will be the first. So, I do think that they view it, Anthony, as a low risk type of moves. Okay, yeah, we'll take a little heat on the public backlash, but as soon as the player, has their first big game, fans forget about that stuff. And the same would have been true for Deshaun Watson had he come in here and been healthy, been available.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And produced on the football field, I don't think that many Browns fans would be regretting that decision because the team is winning. And we've seen that in sports. Fans are very forgiving as long as you produce on the field. And Andrew Berry is looking at it. We give up very little. We don't have to pay market rate, whether that's in draft capital, whether that's in cash, right? And so you get these guys at a discount, hoping that you can get something, anything out of them on the football field. But again, where Berry is concerned, he is yet to see any of the those type of moves pay off in a positive way.
Daryl's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Daryl, we got to get to the game tomorrow against the Eagles. Do you think we'll see Dylan Gabriel?
I mean, if he is, and I'm not ducking the question, if he's healthy enough to go, yeah, and I think we need to see Dylan Gabriel. It's very important in my view that we see him if he is able to go. And I'm looking for him to play at the same level, if not a higher level, than we saw from Shedeur Sanders last Friday night in Carolina. So we have a little compare-contrasting to do. If we don't see him, I think that complicates the evaluation process. But fingers crossed that he's going to be healthy enough to go.
All right, Daryl. Tyler Huntley then after him, obviously. Is there any consideration at all, or is this just like, we got to do what we got to do here?
Yeah, they got to do what they got to do. I mean, they brought four quarterbacks into training camp to compete for one job, and they can't even get through the first 4 weeks of camp with those four quarterbacks. Now, obviously, Joe Flacco, there's no reason to play him right now. You keep him in bubble wrap. Kenny Pickett's banged up. No reason to push him along or faster than need be. So, yeah, I mean, if Gabriel can't go, you may see Tyler Huntley for all four quarters.
Dangerous Daryl Ryder here on the show with us this morning. All right, so, you know, speaking of Deshaun Watson just moments ago, we brought up a conversation yesterday where it's like, well, he's running around. We saw him on the videos. His quarterback coach was telling Bobani Jones that he would be healthy before the end of the year. Do you think we could see Deshaun Watson play for this team this year?
Never say never. Again, look at the situation they're in right now, Ken, with that quarterback room. So they honestly may need him later in the season if he's healthy. So I'm not going to be completely dismissive of it. 3 months ago, I've been like, there's not a snowball's chance in you know where that he sees the field this year. But after seeing what has transpired in that quarterback room right now, which is really unfortunate, it's hard for me to sit here and be just 100% definitive. There's no way this guy is going to play for the Cleveland Browns this year. He's obviously working very hard, like the team has said, behind the scenes to get himself healthy again. I think it's pretty impressive that he's at the point that he is, considering he ruptured that Achilles not once but twice in less than 3 months and had two surgeries to repair it. And now he's out there running around. He's throwing footballs, dropping back and things like that. So, working on his mobility. So the fact that he's at the point that he's at in his rehab process is pretty impressive. And like I said, the way this quarterback room has gone right now from a health standpoint, I'm not going to rule anything out. I was joking with Baskin and Phelps yesterday. I'm going to ask on my Sunday show, what number is going to be higher, the number of wins for the Browns or quarterbacks they use this season? Because it feels like it's going to be one of those years where they're going to need a lot of those guys just to get through the 17-game schedule.
I had asked Ken this earlier based on Joe Flacco, according to the reports, having a terrific day yesterday against the defending Super Bowl champs. People get mad, especially the Shedeur First fans get really mad when they hear stuff like this. But I'll just ask you at this point, how big is the gap between Joe Flacco and Shedeur Sanders?
Wow. I think it's significant, and that's not me taking shots at Shedeur. I feel Shador's got a lot to learn. He certainly doesn't have the experience that Joe has, and Joe has been pretty good throughout training camp. And it was, I got to be honest with you, it was really good to see those reports coming out of Philadelphia, and it just not just that the defensive line is playing well, but that Flacco had some very positive periods working against the defending Super Bowl champion starters. So, there is a gap there. And, you know, Shadur's got a lot to learn. He's got a lot of things in his game he still has to clean up. But he, I think, might be a little further along than some folks want to give him credit for, which, again, that's positive news for the Browns. But I maintain that Flacco's absolutely the safest bet to start week one against Cincinnati, not only for the Browns and their chances to win, but I think just organizationally, so they can buy these young, or I should say these younger quarterbacks they have, including Kenny Pickett, a little more time.
You know, if this defense is as dominant as at least a lot of the reporting that you've been doing, as well as others have been throughout training camp and these joint practices, what is, I guess, the basement for this Browns team? Because we know that this defense has a chance to keep them in a bunch of games. So right. What's the floor?
Well, I mean, I think the floor is you get a similar result to what you had last year, 3-4 wins. Now, for me, the question is, what's their ceiling? And the defense is not going to determine the ceiling. It's going to be the quarterbacks and the offense that's going to determine that. The defense certainly is going to keep them in games early in the season. The one thing that I worry about, Anthony, on that side of the ball is their depth being challenged through the attrition of injury and all that kind of stuff getting through the schedule here. And especially if the offense does struggle, right? If they struggle to stay on the field, struggle to put long, sustained drives together with regularity, if they're constantly going three and out, right? And the punter ends up being the team MVP or the team offensive MVP because he's flipping field position all the time, well, that's obviously going to be a problem. That's going to wear those guys down on that side of the ball. And we've seen that here in Cleveland before. So, I'm really high on the defense. Hopefully they're able to stay healthy, knock on wood there. But I think that also, factoring into that is going to be how successful and consistent can this offense be to give them the breathers that they're going to need. The only question I have on that side of the ball, can they create turnovers consistently? And that's something, unfortunately, we've not seen a lot of the first 2 years under Jim Schwartz.
All right, Daryl, happy birthday.
Okay, happy birthday to me. A little early, but I'll take it.
When's your birthday?
November.
Oh, I was just guessing. Daryl, have a great day, and we'll talk to you coming up tomorrow.
All right, have a great weekend, guys.
The Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.